Hey, how's it going? Welcome to the Be Positive, Stay Positive podcast. My name is Nat, and I'm here for you. I am here for you. I'm trying to get here as often as I can to help cheer you up and help you find those keys to the door that will unlock your happiness. And that's my whole purpose, is to help you find your joy, your happiness, your purpose in life. And together we can do that. I know I'm finding mine, and a lot of it has to do with you and this podcast. So if this is your first time here, welcome to the show. I'm so glad you found it. Don't know what you searched for, but I'm glad you're here. You're glad you're here. We're all glad you're here. All 2.5 million of us, we're all happy that you're here. If you like the show, share it with your friends. If you don't like it, share it with your enemies, whatever. Get it out there. Get it to people who need some help and some positivity in their life. And if there's something you want to talk about, or you want to tell me, or you want to let me know how you found the show, you can always text me at 304-506-3332. And yes, I will answer you and we will talk. People are surprised. They're like, oh, you answered. I'm like, well, that's why I have the text line. All right. I do want to mention Magic Mind. They are a fantastic product that keeps my mind really clear, because I take it every morning. I keep it in the fridge nice and cool. Magic Mind reduces stress. It helps you have a sharper mind and be more focused, because it's got all kind of good stuff in it, like Bocapa Monieri. It's got vitamin D3, organic ashwagandha. It's got turmeric. It's got organic lion's mane mushrooms, vitamin C. It's got organic matcha, and all this stuff really helps your brain to boost energy, boost your focus, and it helps you to stop procrastinating. You know, you might not have to make that list because you'll remember, right? With the Magic Mind, I take it every morning. It elevates my mental clarity to like you would not believe. It's not just a fad. There's science behind it. You can go to the website. You can check it out, magicmind.com. And I should be getting a discount link, hopefully. And you can actually get it for a discount and check it out yourself. They're a great company. It's a great product, so check it out. Also, don't forget about my book, The Positive Perspective. You can get it on Amazon if you search for that, and the link is in the description. Or you can skip big tech altogether and get it directly from me, just like Jose did in Spring Valley, California. Bought a shirt and a book and some coasters and sending him some other goodies. And you can do that. You could go to the website, bepositivepodcast.com, and there's a little slide in a window with the book, or you click on the merch tab. You can find it. You know how to use the internet, right? All right. If there's something you really want me to talk about, and you maybe don't want your name shouted out over the whole world, and you just have a topic you'd like me to discuss because you think it might help someone else out, because that's what we're here for. We're all here to share, you know, some love. You can go to the website, bepositivepodcast.com/your story. Tell me all about it. And if you like, I'll give you a shout out on the air. And you know what? I surprise some people sometimes, just like Jody listening on Pandora. Thanks, Jody, for emailing me. Rissy, I think it's Rissy, R-I-S-S-I, listening on iTunes. Christopher listening on Pandora. Thank you for writing in, you guys. I really appreciate it. And Jose, of course, from Spring Valley, California. You're the man. All right, so what am I going to talk about today? Well, let's see. You know what? This happens to everyone at least once in their life, probably a lot of times, more than a handful. But at least once, something has happened in your life that's really slapped you in the face. So this show's called What Do You Do When the Rug Gets Yanked Out? And you know what I mean? When the rug gets yanked out from underneath you, like maybe the job that you've had for so many years, all of a sudden you get let go. The relationship you had for a long period of time that you're solid in, all of a sudden just breaks up and it's over. What do you do? You know, it can be disorienting. It can be unsettling. But there's ways to get your balance back. It's tough. Because when you're blindsided like that, you're not ready, you're not prepared. Because nobody expects that. I mean, if you expect something to happen bad in a relationship or a job or a situation, then it's going to happen. So you'll be prepared for it. But if you don't expect it, it's a slap in the face. So how do you deal with that? Well, first thing, you have to acknowledge how you feel. Acknowledge your emotions. Because, you know, you're going to feel shocked. You're going to be angry. You're going to feel anxious. But all these feelings are going to come quick. So you have to let these emotions flow through you without judging it and without holding on to them. It's just a stepping stone. Everything in life is a stepping stone to the next step, next phase. What else? What's next? What can you do? After you deal with the slap in the face, you take a deep breath and try to stay calm. Breathe deep and center yourself and try to reduce the stress. And just so, like, okay, this relationship I've had for so many years is falling apart. Okay, I got to move forward. I can't let this destroy me because I'm more than just this relationship, or I'm more than this job. There's more to my life. So take a deep breath and reduce your stress and assess what's happened. Try to understand the reason behind the sudden change. Understanding the situation can help you to formulate a plan to actually deal with it. But sometimes you can't understand it. But most of the time, if you step out of yourself and look at the situation, you can understand the reason behind it, no matter what it is. Maybe a relationship breaks up, maybe because of something you've done, maybe it's something they're doing, maybe it's just the relationship isn't working, or your job, you weren't progressing, or maybe they just didn't like you, or who knows what it is. You assess the situation, try to understand why it happened. And after you figure that stuff out, and you're pulling yourself up by your bootstraps, start to think about what you can control. You know, you can't control anything outside. A lot of things are out of your control, but what can you control? You can control your attitude. You can control your mind. You can control your perspective, how you see the situation and how you deal with it. You know, and just go with it. Life changes. If it doesn't change, it stays the same. And who wants that? That's not what life is. It's not a repetition. It's not a rat race. You're here to experience life every way you can. So now that you've done that, what do? Well, time to set new goals, right? Reassess your goals and your priorities. Maybe they're going to change now because of your situation. Maybe you think differently now about your career change or your relationship or your whatever it is. You think differently now. So maybe it's time to reassess your goals and priorities. And you might have to adjust your goals so they align with your current state of being, your current circumstances. So you might have to realign stuff and make some adjustments. But that's okay. It's all life. It's just, progressing, just changing. And you have to also, don't wallow in self-pity. Don't go getting drunk, drinking, doing drugs, being stupid, overeating, not being responsible, just saying, FTW, what people say, and they just go right downhill. You have to take care of yourself. You have to continue to maintain this temple that is our body, because that's what we have. That's our meat suit that we run around in, that we got to take care of. And then when you get to that situation, make sure you're taking care of yourself and exercise and do positive things and things that bring you joy and relaxation. Okay. And above all, just the name of the show, you got to stay positive. You got to maintain that positive outlook, and remind yourself that all these challenges that you're being faced with are opportunities for growth. All these challenges, all this crap that happens in your life, good, bad, whatever, everything that happens to you, it's every single one is an opportunity for growth and learning and getting better. And there's nothing better than getting better. Put that on the shirt, right? Oh, man. And lastly, you know, don't try to get yourself all taken care of after maybe you've just been laid off from a job you've been at for 20 years. And I'm not saying the next day, tomorrow, you're like, okay, I'm fine. You know, no, you're going to have to give yourself some time, because when the rug gets yanked out from underneath you and you're caught off guard, adjusting to the sudden change in life and environment and perspective, it takes time. So give yourself a break, man. Be patient with yourself. And when a situation like that comes up, it's almost like a death. Because you lose that part of your life. It goes away. Whether it's a relationship, whether it's a job, whether it's your health. Who knows what you feel that the rug has been yanked out from underneath you. Give yourself time to grieve the loss of what's familiar to you. Because it's change. It's like changing a job. It's a bitch, right? So give yourself time so you can start looking forward to the possibilities that are ahead of you. You know, okay? So you can only... It's one step at a time, you know. You're dealing with these changes, and you got to do one step at a time, and just be patient with yourself and understanding, and then just seek joy, things that bring you joy. You'll get through it. You always have. You're still alive. You're listening to this, so you've gotten through everything to date. Think about that. Think about all the shit that you've been through in your life, and the things that have happened that you didn't think you would ever get through, and you did. See, you can do it. You can do it. All right, that's all I got for you today. I hope you enjoyed the show. Don't forget, check out themagicmind.com. Thanks to Podomatic for keeping the show on the air for so many years and helping get it to almost 2.5 million listeners. Incredible. Go to the website, grab yourself the copy of the book that helps me keep this show on the air. Grab a shirt, grab a coolie cup, grab a hat. You can get an embroidered polo shirt, whatever you want. It's all there at bepositivepodcast.com, right? So help me out and grab something from the store. My name is Nat. This has been the Be Positive, Stay Positive podcast. I think we can all do a little bit better. I'll talk to you later.